Tonight, panic at this New Zealand supermarket as shoppers realise a man has started to stab people at random.
He's got a knife.
Fear spreads through the shopping centre. People run for the door, and the man, who grabbed a knife from a shelf, attacks six people, injuring three critically. And then gunfire rings out. He's shot and killed by police on the scene.
He just went, started stabbing me. He went, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And then I just realised after that, oh my God, I have to run.
An Islamic extremist and ISIS sympathiser, the Sri Lankan national was known to security services. In fact, he was considered such a threat that he was under constant police surveillance. Officers had actually followed him to the store, but assumed he was shopping. As soon as he started his stabbing spree, they moved in, killing him in less than 60 seconds.
This man was on a terror watch list for 5 years and he was still able to carry out the attack. It all raises big questions yet again, not just for New Zealand, but all around the world. How can you prevent random attacks even when you know the person is a threat? And how can you do that while preserving civil liberties at the same time?